He'll lead us to that place, amen, of victory. And they're like going home either, man. Hallelujah. All right, if you got your Bibles tonight, let's run over to Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11, and I'm excited about this portion of Scripture tonight. There's Hebrews chapter number 11, and we'll be reading in verse, I believe we're looking at verses number 16 or 17, I believe 17. Once you get over there, let's all stand. There's Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number, verse number 17. We'll read, we'll pray, and ask God to come through here like only He can. Amen. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 17. The Bible says, God's Word says this. He says, hey, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. The Bible says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried. That word tried means to be tested. It also means to be examined. It means to be proved. I want to talk tonight, this little thought, passing faith's exam. Passing faith's exam. Father, I pray tonight that each of us, as we begin to dive into these scriptures, I pray, God, to help each of us understand that all of us will have our faith examined. All of us will, Lord, step into the examination room and we'll be able to see clearly just where we are. Sometimes that's going to be wonderful. Then sometimes we're going to realize we need a little bit more time in the area of studying. But I pray and ask God that you'd reveal to us whatever the case might be that's true. And then based upon that truth that you reveal to us, I pray, God, we respond accordingly. And for that, God, we'll shout hallelujah. I pray, God, tonight that you help each of us to pass the exam. Help each of us, God, to realize that we can pass the exam. But also, God, help us to understand the difference between the exam that you give us and that which comes from another area. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. I pray, God, you fill the Holy Spirit. God, my speech, my thought, my actions. And I pray, God, when we leave it tonight, each of us will be able to say with one accord, my, how good it has been to be in the house of God. Help somebody, because somebody needs some help. That's it, Lord. If I've left anything out, meet that need too. Or for whatever reason, you put Ashley in my mind. I do pray for Ashley Santos. I touch her right now. She's at home. I pray, God, you begin to heal her body. Lord, I pray to heal her throat. I pray, God, wherever she's ailing, I pray, God, you simply breathe on her. And for that, God, we'll thank you. And also all the other requests that were brought before the throne of grace tonight. I pray, God, that each one will be answered. I pray, God, that each one will be to come back and give us a praise report on what you did. And for that, God, we'll thank you. Now, that's it. In your son's name we pray, Jesus. Amen. Amen. May be seated. Passing faith's exam. Each of us will find ourselves in a place of examination. Each of us will be placed in an area of our life where our faith will be, not might be, but will be what? Examined. Tested and examined. Amen. And the Bible shows us very clearly, my dear friends, that says by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, when he was examined, when he was tested, when he was proved. That means, my dear friends, none of us are exempt. I wrote down this. Each of us will have our faith examined, and we all can pass the examination. That's what's so good. We all have the potential of passing. We all can pass. But there's a way to pass the test. You can't cheat. Right. Sorry. There's no shortcuts. There's no way that you can slip by and not have to take the test and then get an A. You're going to have to take the test. Right. I was thinking about Heather this morning when she sent out the request to pray. She knew that she was going to be examined. There was going to be a test. She felt as though they might try to persuade her to do things differently than what she believed that God had told her to do. My dear friends, at that moment when she stepped into that room, her faith, no doubt, was put to the test. But based on her response, she saw the results turned out a whole lot better than what she anticipated. That's the kind of God that we serve. But also, my dear friends, that's what helps show us exactly where we are in our faith. Right. Now, we've got a few things we'll be done. The first thing is this. Faith is examined. The Bible shows that faith is examined. The Bible says here, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, when he was tested, when he was examined, when he was proved. Now, go with me to Genesis 22, and we'll see where God comes by and says, Abraham, it's time for a test. I know what you said, but now we're going to see by your actions. The Bible shows in Genesis chapter number 22, and look down at verse number 1, 22 verse 1. The Bible says, and it came to pass after these things that God, what? God did tempt Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, he says, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. That word tempt here, once again, it means to test, it means to prove. So Abraham, it's time for a test. Get your boy, and I'm going to show you what was going to take him at, and offer him back to me. But he could have said, wait a minute, God, that was the promise that you gave me. What do you mean? You want it back? I understand that. But that's not how Abraham responded. That's not how Abraham acted. Instead, my dear friends, the Bible says that Abraham got on the go. Look what it says in verse number 3. The Bible says that Abraham did what? Stop? No. The Bible says that Abraham rose up early. Now, you know that have been some of us. That's going to be a good day to be late. I mean, he wants me to take my son. We'll lay around a little bit longer than we normally do. But instead, my dear friends, Abraham got up early that morning. Since it's time to go, because God has given us a command. How early are we, you and I, going to respond to the call that God gives us or the command that God gives us? Some of us are still waiting. Brett mentioned Sunday when he was preaching, he said this. He said that God had dealt with his heart back in when? In April. He got the call. He got the knock. He got the summons. But he said he was playing dodgeball. Amen. Not me. Maybe it was somebody else. And every time he get in the meeting, somebody was preaching. And then all of a sudden, like, they were just looking at him. And he wanted, he was behind him.
Yeah.
And we're talking about somebody else. But my dear friends, still, I'm so happy and excited that finally, he said, you know what? I'm going to answer the call. I'm going to go and do what God would have me to do. But I'm so excited that we can respond like Abraham and then just simply go.
Amen.
But now I want you to realize, too, though, that all exams are not holy or they're not all of God either. Look what the Bible says over here in James chapter 1 and verse 13. James chapter 1, verse 13. Because sometimes we misunderstand and we'll say, well, God is testing me with that woman's husband. I'm sorry, that came out loud. I'm sorry. God's testing me with that particular sin. God's testing me. God's trying to show. God's trying to. Let me show what the Bible says here, friends. In James chapter 1, and look at verse number 13. James 1 and verse 13. The Bible says, let no man say when he is tempted or examined, I am tempted of God. Wait a minute, I thought God just examined us. But he clarifies what he means. He says here, for God cannot be tempted with what? Evil. Neither tempted he any man. So God never entices us or tests us or examines us with sin. So in other words, if somebody drops their wallet and it's full of money, don't say, well, God was testing me to see what I was going to do. No. Because that's sin. God not testing you to see if you're going to take that wallet. That's not what, that's according to the Bible. It says here, my dear friends, that he doesn't tempt with evil, neither does he tempt any man. But he says, every man is tempted, verse 14, when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, the Bible says, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth what? Death. I call that LSD. Lust, sin, and then death.
Amen.
You lust first. Then you commit the sin. And then that word death means figuratively or literally, in other words, destruction or ruin is going to come. LSD. Lust, sin, and then death. Because first what happens is you lust after it. I mean, if there's something you're not supposed to have, you'll be sitting there, you'll be staring at it. You'll be lusting for it. Boy, that looks good. And all of a sudden, that lust turns into an action. And you sin, you run around going and you get it. And then once, let's just, for example, let's just say some good pork chop with some good seasoning on it. You go over and you grab that pork chop and you eat one, then you eat two, then you eat three, then you eat six. Then you're sitting there holding your stomach. And all of a sudden you start feeling dizzy. What's happened? You lost it. You're sin, and now you're being destructed, my dear friend. Destruction is taking place. All of a sudden, your head got the bus. It's pounding. Gang, 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 gang. Well, what's wrong with me? We know what's wrong. Pork. But there are some good pieces. You explain it to me. There's also some good cuts, though. Amen. It's the same thing, my dear friends. The Bible says God does not tempt. So, in other words, if you're attempting to do something that's not right, a sin, that's not God. That's your own flesh desiring something that you're not supposed to have. See, in this case here, he's giving Abraham a command to do something. He's testing him. Are you going to do it? Or you're not going to do it? He wasn't trying to get him to sin. He was trying to get him to follow a command. And my dear friends, all of us are going to have our faith examined, or all of us are going to have our faith tested. All of us, my dear friends, will have our faith proved. Now go back with me, or back to Hebrews. So we see that faith will be examined, and then we see that our faith will also be exposed. That word exposed means to be revealed. It's going to show just what you really believe. Look, the Bible says here, back over in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible says this. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, he's not going to have his faith exposed. The Bible says, offered up Isaac. He brought him. He presented Isaac. The Bible clarifies the bigness of this. He says, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. My dear friends, this was something that was huge. It was big. So I want you to give it back. God, are you an Indian giver? No, God's not an Indian giver. I want to see what you're going to do, though. Your faith is going to be exposed. Your faith, my dear friends, is going to be revealed. We're going to see just what you believe. A lot of men will say, you know what? I'll die for my wife. Will you? When the guy pulls out the gun, what you going to do? I can't help but remember. Now, I'm glad I don't know his name, but I can't help but remember one time when Kim was dating that guy, and you happen to know Billy, you know, but she was dating this guy, and so Billy had got this big wig, this big Afro wig, and I think he had painted himself dark and all that, like he was a black guy. I think it was Halloween, wasn't it? Yeah, but he dressed up like Buckwheat. And so where they used to live at, they had this porch. And so Billy goes and he sits in the corner of the porch. And it's pitch black. And then here comes Kim and the guy that she's dating. And they come and they sit on the porch. You know, and he's talking about how much he loves her and all this kind of stuff, you know. And Billy just sitting over there. Then all of a sudden, I believe it was him. He says, is somebody sitting over there? And Kim's like, anybody over there? And he was just sitting there. I don't think somebody's over there. I don't know about it. By that time, Billy stood up. He stood up and he moved. And then he realized somebody was there, and that guy dropped to his knees. He said, woo, woo, woo. They didn't date you all long after that. But he was scared to death, fell to his knees. Amen. Now, I'm sure before all that, he'd be like, I'm a man. I'll take care of you. Man, drop down to the, woo, woo. I wonder how many men will do that, amen. But I'm going to tell you, my defense, it will be revealed. The truth is going to come out. We can say we have much faith, but it will be examined, and God will show us just what we believe, because our faith will be proved in our actions. How you like, preacher? Go with me over to James chapter number 2. Look at James chapter 2 and verse 21. James 2, look at verse 21. The Bible says this in James 2 and verse 21. The Bible says, was not Abraham, our father, justified, declared righteous by what? By works. When he had offered Isaac, his son, upon the altar. See? Seest thou how faith wrought or cooperated with a fellow worker with his works? And by works was faith made perfect or completed. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God and it was imputed, it was counted unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. The Bible says, you see, then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. It's together, my dear friends. If you say that you're trusting Christ as your Savior, it will be seen by your actions and by your response. Anybody can say I'm saved. Anybody can say I believe. But it will be put to proof. It will be put to test. And we're going to find out just what we believe. Or I trust God in any situation. Do you? Well, who was that? Jenny. Talking about her Nefsco. Talking about her Nefsco. She praised the Lord, but they didn't cut off. God stepped in and God worked some things out. Amen. She was trusting God to work that thing out. Heather was trusting God to work things out. How do you know? If she didn't trust God to work that out, she wouldn't have went. She would have said, there's too much pressure. There's too much opposition. And I have no doubt in my mind there was opposition that was coming from various sources that were closed sources. Not, they weren't trying to be mean. I don't even know any of this. They weren't trying to be mean nor unkind. They were just trying to be logical. What's wrong with you? What are you doing? Somebody know what he said. You are going to be under pressure. I remember, I believe it was Brother Tom Malone. He was preaching. He was mentioning how this guy was a deacon in the church. And the guy, he calls up all kinds of turmoil, all kinds of problems, and just strife and all kinds of stuff. And he was trying to get the pastor out, all kinds of stuff. Then one day the guy came to his office, sat down and wept. So what's wrong? He said, I'm going to tell you what's wrong. He said, God called me to preach 30 years ago, and I didn't do it. My wife said no. She didn't marry no preacher. And she wasn't going to stay married to no preacher. So he did not do what God said for him to do. I mean, you say, well, friend, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to do what God says to do, friends. What would have happened? I'm going to tell you what I believe would have happened. God would have dealt with her heart, and he worked the whole thing out. There's been many a woman that her husband was called to go to the mission field, and the first response was, well, I want to go there. But then God began to work. God began to speak. But see, that comes to trusting him. It means to trust him in spite of opposition. And trust him in spite of the negative conversations or the negative words or the attacks, my dear friends, that are verbal. It means to trust him in spite of all that. Your faith will be put to the test. Your faith will be examined. I remember, I think 7, 8 years ago, when Sharon gave up her job, because she felt like the Lord was telling her to give up that job that was making X amount of dollars. And everybody was following her like, you've lost your mind. Are you crazy? So the Lord said, no. The Lord said, don't do this. For about eight years or so. And then what did God do? Came back around later. And now he's giving her that job back. And now she's making more than what she was making. Now she's feeling some pressure again. No. But anyway, but nonetheless, my dear friends, she was following what God said to do. And my friends, all of us, if you are breathing and you are a child of the King, your faith will be put to the test. Amen. If you say, God said, and we're going to do, God said, we're going to put you to the test. I want you to show everybody. It's going to be shown by our actions. Other people will come by and they'll try to chop down our faith. Whoa. Yeah. That's what folks say when they see that ass come. Whoa. That's the enemy. I mean, he wants to chop somebody up. And that's what the enemy would do. You'll be standing tall. You know, just come on for a minute. So you'll be standing tall. Looking strong. Look at that man. That's a man's man. And the enemy, he'll come by there. And he won't. Sometimes he'll start down here. But most of the time, he'll start to chop it right here. Your mind is where you think at. Then you're moved, my dear friends, down here to your heart. That's where your feelings, your emotions, that's where your desire, your will is at. And then after he done broke you down from here, down here, he just come by there. It's a good old whack right down there. And there you go. Down goes Frazier. No, sorry. All the Frazier fight. But that's what happens. And then what the enemy will do, my dear friends, he'll come by and he'll try to prod you. Come here for a minute, Heather. Come here for a minute. Yeah, I'm serious.
Well, you know, we are one. We're married.
And what the enemy will do is he'll do like this. She'll be standing there, so I'm trusting him. The enemy, he'll come by and says, you don't need to go that way. You need to go this way. She's trying to go this way. The enemy come by, and what he'll do, he'll be poking this way, trying to get her to turn around. You see what I'm saying? Or he'll jump in front.
Yeah.
He says, we ain't going this way. I mean, that's hey, and that's what you got to do. Come out with some spiritual karate. Amen. Thank you. Because he's going to do his best, my dear friends, to try to move you in the direction that he wants you to go. And he'll start putting that pressure on. He'll start putting that pressure. No, you go this way. Because anytime you try to round up animals or anything of that nature, what do? They come out there and they're pushing the way that they want them to go. That's what they're going to do. And that's what the enemy tries to do with us, friends. So what we're going to do, it's going to be shown by our actions. Look what the Bible says right here. We saw his faith was revealed. It was exposed by his actions. And the Bible says this, verse number 24. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Actions will prove what we believe. Why? It's the old saying. Actions speak louder than words. For you young ladies and teenagers, guy gonna say, I love you, girl. Carol, you fine. You the bomb. Then come Valentine. He was hitting you up every 5 minutes. Now, where he at? He didn't disappear the whole day. Some of y'all guys know what I'm talking about. He didn't disappear the whole day. Can't catch you till the day after Valentine. What happened? How about you come by? Man, I got caught up. I got blah, 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 blah. He wouldn't give them a Valentine. A lot of guys I knew, they would break up before Christmas. They'd break up. I'm no shock name. They break up before Christmas. They break up before Valentine. Break up before a birthday. They break up before them times. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. But wait a minute. Hey, man, when somebody says they love you, my dear friends, hey, they don't have that gift. They don't have that present. Because they want to show you, hey, I really do love you. I really do care for you. Because actions speak louder than words. You meet a guy, he don't want to go to church. He says, I believe in God. I believe in God. But I don't think you've got to go to church. Where'd you get that kind of news from? Show me what Bible you was reading when you saw that he says, you ain't got to come worship. Right. Don't come worship. Right. It ain't there, friend. Amen. Well, I can worship at the house, but are you? Right. I can read my Bible at home, but do you? Because, my dear friends, hey, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You start reading that Bible at the house, you start diving to that word, and God starts speaking to you. Before you know it, you say, you know what, I didn't find me a place to go worship. Because it's all in here. It talks about who was Jesus coming back for? The who? Who is the church? The church is the ecclesia. It's the body of Christ. He didn't come back for individuals. He didn't come back for the church. He didn't come back for all. He didn't come to come back for you and you and you. He didn't come back for all those who are bought and born again. When Paul was writing the letters, who was he writing the letters to?
The churches.
And when the church would receive the letters, what would they do? They would share them with the other churches. Right. Folks, all this Lone Ranger stuff ain't Bible. Because that's when you start getting off track. That's when you start believing all this other kind of stuff. You say, well, this is what is, you know, it's like, Tom Malone, I've been listening to Tom Malone lately here. Tom Malone was preaching. He's going to heaven now. But he said, this guy told him, he says, you believe all the Bible? You believe the Bible contains the Word of God? He says, no. I believe the Bible is the Word of God. And then the guy said, well, how can you believe the Bible is the Word of God? It has so many contradictions. He said, well, tell me one. There's plenty of them. He said, well, just tell me just one. He said, okay. He said, do you believe that Noah built that ark? You believe Noah and the ark? He said, yeah. And he said, he described to him how what the Bible says, all the dimensions and all that kind of stuff. And the guy said, so you believe that? And he said, yeah. He said, see what I'm saying? Now, how can you believe that and then also believe that the Israelites carried the ark across the Jordan River? Some of y'all will get that later on. But the ark that Israel was carrying, my dear friends, was not Noah's ark. My goodness. Yeah, that would be something that was incredible. Yeah, some of y'all getting it now. Amen. But that just shows you how much that he was reading. He saw ark. He didn't assume that ark was talking about that ark over there. Listen, the Bible teaches us to study. But should I say, approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But the Bible also teaches us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. He says for us to come together and to exhort and to encourage one another. I can't encourage you at the house, but I can encourage you in the place of worship. I can encourage you, my dear friends, as we come together, as I give testimony, as I share the goodness of an awesome God. Brett was, they mentioned prayer for Brett and his job. And I'm remind me of saying this right. He told me today he went and took the third test or third interview. And everything's looking good. He says, you know what? If he gets that job, he says he will be working Sunday night Sunday and Monday. Then he'll work Friday and Saturday. And so therefore, I'll be off Sunday morning. I'll be off Tuesday. And then he says, I'll be off Saturday night, I believe it is. I'll be also off Saturday night. So what's the big deal about that? Well, Sunday's when we worship. Sunday, Tuesday's when we worship. And then Wednesday's off Wednesday, too. And Wednesday, that's when we just start up the Bible study. So he's off then. And then Saturday evening, that's what we're talking about, having all the preachers to preach one Saturday a month on a Sunday evening. So it's like all the only one he'll be missing will be Sunday night. Well, that's better than what he's got right now. So right now what he has is he can come Sunday morning, but he actually gets off Sunday morning, off work early in the morning. About what is it? You get home by what, 6, 7? We get off at 6. So you get home by what time? 7:30 on Sunday morning. So that's why when he comes in here, he'd be like, you know, he's looking like that. No, but then he's more refreshed on Sunday night because it's off Sunday night. But then he can't be. I don't even know why he's here today. I don't want to know. He ain't here, y'all. Y'all turn that off. No, but nonetheless, though, but he'll be able to worship with us on Tuesday. What are you saying? He's been praying, asking God to work this thing out. And what he'd be working at would be, what, how far is that from here? 10 minutes probably from here, from home. Right now he's working an hour and a half from home. Sometimes 2 hours depending upon the traffic. That's one way. That's one way. But what are they doing? They're trusting God. They're asking God to guide and direct. You know, his wife got a new job. They got a new house. Faith got a new school. And they said she's doing wonderful. They like her. She's like, they had to miss her at that other school, didn't they? Like your kids, they hate missing your kids got really this hate for them to go, weren't they? That's what you said anyway. You heaven, yeah. Didn't all the teachers say? Didn't all the teachers say they loved your children?
Yeah, they did.
No. But what are you saying, preacher? We've got to learn to trust God, but we are going to be tried. We are going to be tested. Amen. I got to hurry up. Yeah, all right, we good. All right, not only that, we see that faith is examined, faith is exposed, but then we see faith's exciting conclusion. Look back what it says in Hebrews. Why was he able to do this? Why did he believe all this? Look at the Bible in verse 19. The Bible says, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. That word accounting means to take inventory or to conclude. So what he did, my dear friends, he took inventory. It took inventory about God. And as he began to look at God and take inventory and begin to add his accounting that deals with numbers, he, you know, and things of that nature, I mean, he does all this accounting and he comes to this conclusion. Even if I kill him, God's able to raise him from the dead. My dear friends, what that's saying is this. He believed, my dear friend. And by the way, at that point, nobody had come back from the dead yet. Nobody had been risen from the dead at that point. But yet he believed, my dear friends, after accounting, taking account, that God was able. That word able there means powerful or capable or strong enough to raise him up. Now, do we believe that God is capable, he's able, that he's strong enough to raise up something that perhaps has died in our life? You know, maybe your prayer life has died. You believe God can revive it. Perhaps your worship life has died. Do you believe God can revive it? Or et cetera. My dear friends, God can come by and revive that thing. Hallelujah. But do we believe that? The Bible says right here, my dear friends, that he came to this conclusion, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. This is an example. The word figure there means similitude. It means parable comparison. Many scholars believe this, that that's referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. Because remember, as you go back about the seed and all that, what did Jesus do? What did God do? He gave his only begotten son. Jesus died upon the cross. But he also was resurrected from the grave. And by the way, he is coming back again for his children. The Bible says, my dear friends, that Abraham believed this, not just in his intellect, but he believed it, my dear friends, in his heart. He believed it in his spirit. He believed it in his soul. And because he believed that, he acted upon what he believed. What we will believe will be seen by our actions. I got three questions. We're done. First question is this. Is your faith being examined? Is your faith being examined? Secondly, how do you think you are performing? How do you think you are performing? And then lastly, do you need some extra help? Do you need some extra help? Many times, my dear friends, we're studying for these tests and these exams. It's like, you know what? I need some extra help. I need somebody else to come by and begin to help me with this. If you need some extra help, you know who to come to, don't you? You come to Jesus Christ. I said, give me that extra help that I need to be able to pass the exam that I'm going through. Because all of us are either going through an exam, we're coming out of an exam, or what's the other one? You're in an exam. Whatever the case is, we're going to have an exam. Let's do well. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. And I just pray, God, that this message is laid upon my heart to give to your precious people. I pray, God, that it help us to understand that we all will be examined. We all will have an exam. Our faith will be examined, and our actions will prove.